Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters United. This is your host, Queenie. So, y'all know it's been raining. I want to just start the show off by just going in prayer for those that are dealing with this rain that's all over the place. So if you got a minute, just pray. Let's pray. Let's start this thing off with prayer. Okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity to be here on today. We pray a special prayer for those that are dealing with these storms. Lord, we know that you can protect them, Lord. We know that you could bring them through, Father God. If it's flooding, if it's damage, whatever it is, Father God, Lord, let them know that you will help them through. You will give them peace. You will restore, Father God. And Lord, those that have not experienced the rain yet, Lord, we are just believing that you will cover them in your blood. Cover them, glory to God. Protect them is our prayer. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, welcome to Sisters United. I am just thrilled to be on the air with you today. Please make sure you share this with someone. Because we definitely, definitely want you to... want comments, want participation, and all of that good stuff, okay? Today, I think I'm going to talk about when your child goes to visit your ex and his girlfriend wants to play mama. We'll be right back.
Holding on, James. You better believe I'm
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Sisters United. It is one of my ministries. It is one of my shows that I wanted to bring women together to just talk about women's stuff, stuff that we go through, stuff that we deal with. And so today's show, it was an article in the that I saw on the internet today about Caesar, which is with Black Ink, okay, his new girlfriend and his daughter. His daughter was visiting. And the musical was too loud. She was in the shower. If y'all hear dishes, that's my husband. She was in the shower trying to, she was taking a shower. But her music was loud. He wanted her to turn the music off. He broke in the bathroom. She had on the towel. They say she came out with bruises and all this kind of stuff. We don't know the truth. But his girlfriend, I don't think she knew anymore, had a lot to say, was saying the girl was disrespectful. She's been posting that he's not taking care of her kids, all this kind of stuff. How do you feel about a new person in your ex's life playing parent or being a not playing a parent, someone playing parent? But sabotaging the child and the other parent's relationship with the child. How do you feel about that? You know, so again, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, okay? Also, I want to give some announcements. You know that Sisters United is a part of My Gospel Soul, which is a part of Eagles United, stuff I do, okay? And Eagles United is getting ready tomorrow, if the Lord says the same and the weather says the same, to go into our crusade night. On this night, we give toiletries, we give food, we just bless people. But at the same time, giving them the word, giving them music that will minister to their soul, all that good stuff. Hey, everyone, if you're on here, please drop a message. Drop a message and say, hey, if you're on here. Okay, because I wanna, you know, talk to you. But anyways, yeah, that's fine. So anyway, so we're going to have it in Texas City, which that's why I say, if the storm don't let us, then hey, you know, we might be on the air talking about some stuff, okay? And I might get some participation from some other men and women that are trying to help people change their lives or give their testimony. How about that? So, that happens again in Texas City, 7 p.m. tomorrow night at 916 8th Avenue North, Texas City, Texas, 77590. Let's see who we got on here with us today. Oh, Glory is back. All right, Glory. What's going on, Glory?
Hey, what's going on?
Girl, I missed you last week on this show, girl.
Really? Yeah,
I was like, what is happening in my life? Where is Glory? Where is Glory? Talk to me. Tell me. Okay, fill us in. How are you doing? What's been going on? Is it storming where you are? Fill us in.
Well, it's storming a little bit, but not so much. Last week I had to go to court and it was raining the same day. I don't know, I think it's flooded around Chimney Rock area. It's a little flooded, but over here where I'm at, the medical center, it's not bad.
Okay, cool. Let me look at my window.
It's not flooded over here.
No. Look, I'm hoping it's not flooded tomorrow because I was just telling them about the event I'm having in my church.
Mm-hmm.
Where we eat, give out toiletries, and let the men and women of God minister, speak a word. It's like an open mic at the church where people get to get a testimony, sing, do gospel rap, whatever it is, poetry, whatever your gift or talent is, we invite you out. Inbox me if you want to be a part. All I'm saying. So I want to dive right on into this topic because this is a topic. All my children are grown now, but you know, people like to call their exes baby daddies or whatever. You know, I never called my ex a baby daddy because I just didn't. That baby daddy come along with a whole spirit and attitude. So I never called him a baby daddy, you know. But in the news, Caesar, which is of Black Ink, his daughter went to visit him for the summer. During COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a girlfriend, a live-in girlfriend. And Caesar got into it with the daughter. The daughter was in the shower. Music was too loud. Caesar bust in on her and she barricaded herself in the room, called 911 and called her mama. Okay. My question today, the discussion today is it okay for someone who your ex is with to parent or to how do you feel about that? Because there's a lot of different ways I can go with that. Is it okay for them to call them disrespectful, get in their face and deal with them as though their child is theirs? You know, the girlfriend is also posting on Instagram pictures of Caesar taking care of her children, you know, saying that they took your place and all this kind of stuff. This is what the girlfriend is doing. Okay, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that scenario?
Well, first, I feel like there has to be a level of communication when it comes to respect and maturity. With her, you know, posting, I guess she's trying to make the other guy feel jealous. I would say that it's very immature on her part, you know, to throw things in the other part. I just think it's very immature. The whole situation with the shower thing, I kind of hear you a little bit. What happened with the shower with the shower?
Okay, The daddy is with a new woman, right?
The daddy is
with a new woman.
Okay.
The daughter went to visit the daddy.
Okay.
The daughter had her music too loud in the shower. He busted in on the daughter. And she had a towel on. She barricaded herself. It escalated. She barricaded herself in her room and called the police. I don't know what happened between the bathroom and the room, but she came out with bruises. Her mother did a whole video on Instagram about it, right?
Right.
So he wouldn't give the girl her phone. The mother paid for a plane ticket, sent the daughter back to bring the daughter back to her. The new girlfriend gets to talking, saying, "Oh, well, she's disrespectful." All of this kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
So the daughter started posting what happened. So the daddy filed cease and desist papers against his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the daddy's girlfriend started posting that her children have taken the daughter's place, poking at the daughter. Your daddy is taking care of my children. You've been replaced. That kind of stuff. That's what's happening.
I'm kind of echoing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is what I have to say about this. This is funny. Okay, so she was in a whole other city and state with the dad. The dad busts in the red shower and told her to cut the radio down or whatever. So between the shower and the bedroom, something happened where somebody got hit. The child must have gotten hit or whatever. She must have went off at the mouth and it must have escalated. However, I just feel like if this is a teenager, and it's all about a level of respect. I don't understand how the mother ended up sending the ticket all the way. I guess, okay, she grown. She grown. She 13, 14. I don't know. To me, I feel like in this generation, a 13, 14-year-old considered as an adult because that's what they act like anyway, even though they're a child. So I kind of feel like, you know, something must have happened with her, you know, saying something or whatever for them to be able to lash out and discipline her in a way where her mom had to send a ticket. I think the mom was probably being immature, overreacting, and, you know, because she really don't know what really happened, you know, and then a woman already be jealous because they passed relationship at a whole nother woman, whole nother family, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about level of communication. It's all about me personally. I just feel like it should be a level of communication and understanding on the parents' parts when it comes to the children, to the child, the outside child. You know what I'm saying? If she's an outside child coming into a new family with a new woman, there has to be some type of level of communication and trust.
Well, this is what happened. This is what's happening. I agree with you in that scenario. Okay, Caesar is okay. This man has raised his daughter, and he just got in a new relationship.
Okay.
A new relationship. And the lady is petty. Let's just call her that. Because you never. Yeah, the lady he's with now is petty.
Okay.
And the thing is, okay, from my point of view, I feel like adults need to be adults and kids need to be kids. You understand? When she called her mama, should have said, "Let me speak to your daddy. Let me speak to your daddy." And Cruella DeVille, if she could not be mature, she should have said, "Let me leave out the room so you can talk to her mother." Because that's your daughter. She's a teenager. You got more history with your daughter. Now we don't know who put their hands on who. We don't know if the lady hit her or if Caesar hit her. But she got some bruises from what her mama say.
Okay.
And I feel like the new girlfriend shouldn't have had anything. If the girl wasn't disrespecting her, she should have backed up and let a father and his child deal with their own situation. You know, because you turn a situation, and then for her to have to see her dad, see the girlfriend saying, "Your dad is taking care of my kids now." First of all, all that's childish. Yeah. And that is why it's so much drama when a mom and dad break up and the child is in the middle. People have to be adults. You got to be adults. You see what I'm saying? You have to be adults. Now, if it had been 10 years that lady was in Caesar's life, I would have understood her having something to say like that. You get what I'm saying? Or whatever. But you've been there 5 minutes. You know, she could be rebelling. She could be, and the daddy got to deal with that. The daddy got to deal with that. She could be getting, because Caesar, everybody, if you watch Black Ink, you know that he has not had a steady relationship. This is the first steady relationship he has been in. That's why I say grown people got to talk to grown people, and parents have to talk to kids. That's how it have to be in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you marry this man, you know this man got a kid, you invite this man kid to come and be in your household. You see what I'm saying? And then I'm just saying, then we see it's a post where you saying he take care of my kids instead of you and all this kind of stuff. You childish. You had something to do with
Very childish.
You had something to do with that, because I'm telling you right now, I never got into it with the new lady because I was through with him. You know, I never got into it with her because I feel like, baby, you know, but when it came to my kids, I didn't want to hear what you had to say about my children because they ain't got nothing to do with you. Now, if they in your house and they disrespect you, I'm going to deal with them accordingly because you ain't going to disrespect no adult.
Right,
but when you get to trying to be the better parent and all that, that's a personal thing. You trying to do evil stuff right there. You see what I'm saying? And I'm gonna deal with that situation accordingly. Because we mamas, let's be real.
Yeah.
Now the child's mother, she's on Instagram and she's telling the truth and she got papers like they say and receipts showing that he has been brought up on charges of neglect for his daughter, right? And see, she's usually silent. She ain't usually in the on the blogs and all that, but they after, you know, they going in on her daughter. So a mama bear gonna kick in. That's how I feel about it.
You know what? My daughter, she's not And when me and her dad were together, we had a very strong relationship. We had more like a friendship more than anything. So when he decided that he wanted to date another woman, and this woman came around, she did not like him. So what she used to do was talk behind the phone. But when I was always, I'm not who I used to be. See, when it was, I was ready to fight because I feel like you disrespect me behind the line. We in person, put some hands on. I always aggressively recording, but you know what I'm saying. When you running your mouth, I want to know why you saying it. I want to know where you getting these false accusations from. Like, what's up? We in person now. Let's communicate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it has to be a level of communication of understanding. You know, why are you so angry? Why do you feel like you need to provoke me? Why do you feel like, you know, because I'm not with him or, you know, like, what is it with you and me? Like, what is the issue? What is the beef between me and you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's so unnecessary to even have, you know, another woman try to come in and try to teach and try to, like, try to tell your child anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute, like, you knew. Like, were you? But again, I'm gonna go, and you're right, Glory.
But I'm gonna go to the parents. Okay, if the person I'm with finna handle up on my child, right? Okay, I gotta be able to say, hold on, honey, let me call. Let they daddy handle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
If the daddy don't want to. Now you ain't gonna disrespect who I'm with. Because I ain't going to lie, I'm putting some hands on all the plans. But you ain't going to disrespect who I'm with. But like I say, it starts with the parents of the children.
Right.
When I was done and emotionally, physically with that person, it was about the kids.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Even though the person they was with, let me give you a scenario. Right. The person that he chose decided to show up at my job. She decided to call me and say, I got your husband. I was like, good girl, keep him, take care of him, do what you gotta do. You know, she was irritated because I wouldn't cater to her, you know, childish ways.
Right.
Because I was like, if this is not about my child, if this is not about the well-being of the child, and plus he won't pay child support, you don't need to be on my phone, you know. You do not need to be on my phone. But like I say, that maturity level, she couldn't draw me in that made her mad. You know, he couldn't call. Look, I bought her this. I got her that. Well, why don't you pay child support? See, I'm one of them people. Hey, I'm happy for you. Pay child support. Do what you're supposed to do by our child. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you live in. You know, do what you do. Keep that separate. But the only thing we have in common is the child.
Right.
If you go, listen, you can go and be who you want to be and with who you want to be with. I think it's, again, it's a maturity level. You got to have if you ain't mature enough to handle that type of situation, baby, you better start praying. If you just broke up with somebody and y'all got 2-3 kids together, they going to get somebody new. You got to know somebody new is going to pop on the scene. So y'all better start. Like Glory say, y'all better try to be friends. Be friends.
Because we're about to have
a blended family. It's called a blended family.
Everybody ain't mature enough to get to that level. Because now you got children involved. So you got to focus on the mental state of a child. A child already emotionally traumatized because all of a sudden they daddy and the mother. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about the well-being of that child. Like, we gotta, we really have to deal with our emotions when it comes to our children, a stepmom, or baby daddy, whatever the title may be. Like a woman and a man have to deal with their emotional issues because we're not thinking about that child.
Yeah.
I wanted revenge so bad. I wanted revenge so bad. I wanted to fight. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I got hurt. But when the Holy Spirit starts dealing with me, it ain't about you no more. Come on. You chose it. You know what I'm saying?
So you gotta do what you plan.
Now you gotta deal with your emotions because it's not about you no more. It's about the well-being of that child. If you can't get with that other woman, don't talk to the other woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta completely shut the other woman out until you guys can come to a legal agreement. Your focus shouldn't be on the other woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? When I couldn't come to an agreement, or fellowship with my child's father, his new girlfriend, I'm going to come and grab him. Let me just put these emotions on the table. Let's do this. We wouldn't get nowhere.
But you know what? You know what, Gloria? We're going to stay right there for a minute because a lot of Black men, I hate child support. I hate this. But when you had the opportunity to do what you were supposed to do, right? Because let's be real. Some men are bullies. They will bully a woman. They will threaten to take your child. They will threaten, right? They will do all of these things to keep from paying child support when you had the opportunity to just go ahead and handle your business. You see what I'm saying? Right. And it's sad that we got it. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm not a child support fan. I'm talking about legally. But when my daddy sat down and say, I pay child support, that dude can pay it too. I got out of my feelings and started thinking about my kid. You get what I'm saying? Started thinking about the fact that I didn't bring this kid here by myself. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes we say, I'm going to have my baby and I don't need him. But that child needs, they fought. I got upset about child support because I was like, okay, they're going to lock me. And look, I'm not, personally, I didn't care to see the fella, right? But yeah. All I could think about was, if he don't pay child support, they send him to jail, which it takes a long time for that type of situation to happen. But I was like, you know, what is it helping? But at the same time, it's like a catch-22. It's a catch-22. It's sad that women have to do that to make sure that they, because you know how dudes are, oh, your nails done. Oh, your hair done. Oh, your this done. My money didn't go on the child. It went on you. Well, let me tell you something. If I paid the light bill with my child support, your child is using lights. If I paid the water bill, I'm just trying to help somebody today.
Don't let me get it. Girl, look.
And then you give it, let's be real. The amount of child support that men are paying a month through the government ain't even, and look, it don't amount to how much money we have to, we need to take care of a child, for real. Shoes, water, a light, food in the refrigerator, you know, come on, get real. Some people think food stamps is take care of stuff. Let me help you. Food stamps ain't buying everything. Food stamps is not buying everything. And if you paying child support, be proud. Because you really ain't paying as much as you need to be paying.
Come on.
Look, I was paying $140 in child support. Do you hear what I'm saying? That ain't even a light bill. And then you got the nerve to say, why your nails done? You better sit down somewhere.
Why you got new shoes on, new shorts on? Why you got a whole new outfit and a fresh haircut and a new car? Why you got all that? And you mad because my hair and my nails done? Girl,
now, before, let me make my statement when it comes to that. Because I want to address it.
But let me throw this one at you. Don't let him have kids by another person. Because if he had kids by the other person, you got to wait till the child support trickle down from that person before you get up. I'm trying to help. Listen. So you, if you paying your little measly hundred and some dollars for child support and you can't make the payment, think about, Lord have, y'all, listen.
You know what? Let me just
can we be real? Can we be real on Sisters United? Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. But you want women to sit around and be there for your every beck and call, and they gotta fit in the mold that you have for them, and they can't give you a hard time, but you can leave with four or five babies. You can leave with four or five babies and then go to another woman and start a whole nother family.
And then you happy.
And she over there struggling. And every time she show up, you want to clown her. Yeah. Every time she show up, you always come out. You always want some money. Well, if you would take care of your business, I wouldn't have to show up for this money.
Exactly.
But I'm just being real.
They don't think about the responsibility. A man can lay down a child and raise that child, but take care of a child.
Glory. That's what I'm talking about. I always tell people, I say, you got to understand this very thing right here. Child support ain't nothing compared to everything a woman, a mother. I'm talking about a real mother. That mother that's at that school, that mother that's trying to make sure you get in college, that mother that's doing that research to make sure you get all that child get all that they can get. Come on, from this life.
Right.
I'm talking about that good mother. You cannot put a price on that. And sometimes I say, why don't you just show up? You can't pay child support, show up. But you don't even have time to show up. I'm not talking to my kings. I'm not talking to my black kings that's walking in their authority and doing the things they need to do. I'm not talking to you.
Right.
I'm talking to the one that don't understand that child support don't really amount to nothing compared to the lifestyle that you really living. Let's be honest. You got new rims. You got new, come on, got money in your pocket. You can stop at the store and get you something to drink. Come on. You done stop. Look, you done spent $100 at corner stores and gas stations, but you don't want to send $100 to your child. I'm trying to help you. Do you know, like Glory say, let's go over a woman's day when she has children. She gets up in the morning, she got to wake them up. She got to make sure they got breakfast if they're not eating free breakfast at the school. She got to make sure they got clothes on. And that's not just a shirt and pants. That's underwear. Come on, with girls, that's a bra. Can we just go over the cost? They got to have socks on. They got to have tennis shoes. And for you daddies that don't like my name brand tennis shoes, they got to get them from Payless or Walmart. That's still money. Okay? Then she got to put them in the car. Or she got to put them on the bus. But say she got to put them in the car. Then she got to put gas in the car. I'm just want to let you know the finances. I think we up to over $200 already. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to help you. Okay? Then she got to drive them to school. Mm-hmm. Then she got to be to work on time.
Mm-hmm.
After she get out of work, guess what she got to do? She got to get to that school. See, that's why I say, you know,
and then I can go there. She got to do extracurricular activities.
Ooh, girl.
Mommy, I want to be a cheerleader. I want to do gymnastics. I want to be on the dance. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then you got to tell your child no. Because the money that you make for your job, they take care of the bills. You know what I'm saying? And they can't even do extracurricular activities because the father ain't around. Don't want to give nothing to help. Give you attitude when you ask for $20, $30, $40. You know what? Don't worry about it. Let me get these white people involved. They're going to help me do whatever I need to do. And whatever they need, that's good enough. At least I'm getting something.
And I don't have to put up with you talking to me crazy, telling me I ain't nothing, telling me, calling me a gold digger, calling me you know how they do it. You show up and say, I need help with your child. All of a sudden, I'm begging. Come on. I'm not talking to the kings out there. I'm talking to them scrubs. It was a song a long time ago say, I don't want no scrub. You know, that's that one driving around in his mama car.
You hear me?
Passing out these babies everywhere. Living in your mama's Let me quit. Living in
what's
the garage.
The donors.
The donors.
We gotta do better.
We went all the way in child support. But I really wanna talk about this dynamic too of our extra parents, because it's an extra parent. That's what it is. You got an extra mom that comes into the picture or extra dad. But see, sometimes we don't vet these people that come in. I can say that because, hey, I went through it. I didn't vet somebody that came in and tried to wreak havoc on my household. And I had to threw his clothes out the window. I want to help somebody. But you have to see if this person is going to love who you love. Are they going to love your children? Are they going to love your daughter? Especially if you're a father that got a daughter. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. And another woman come in and they know they mama sitting up. Come on. You ain't even assessing the whole emotional roller coaster this child is about to go on. You're not even looking at that. You got to help that child transition with your decision. That's a decision you made.
Exactly.
So we got to grow up. We got to grow up. All this ghetto superstar stuff we be doing, you know, come on. Even when it deals with ignorant baby mama, I'm going to say it like that. Because it's ignorant baby mama syndrome. That's what I'm going to call it. You know, that one that show up, you know, she wearing any kind of thing. She don't care what she say to you. You working and trying to do what you need to do. I'm going to stand up for my kings that's doing what they're supposed to do. But you got that one. Baby, she finna give you hell. I'm just gonna be real. We need to grow up. The children are affected by what we say, what we do, what they call it, conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They grow up and they handle things the way you handle it.
Right.
My God.
You know what? The last time I was bitter, I had a baseball game. That was the last time I told myself I'm too anointed to be standing out here with a baseball bat, ready to devour the like a situation that I feel like I had like control. But that's the mental state as a woman. You get so angry, you want to destroy things.
You know what I'm saying, as a woman, we have to think before we react.
You can't get mad because you chose this person to have this child. You should have did your research. You know what I'm saying? It's wisdom in every situation, in every relationship. You got to choose wisdom as your best friend.
You know what I'm saying? We really need to think about this. We got to think about our choices. Look, I wish I would have did more research before I decided that I was going to be a child. You excited because he could buy you some bundles. Come on, and you allow him to plant a seed in you. You don't know how he treated his mother. You don't know how he is with bills. All you know, girl, he get my nails done. Girl, I went to the spa. But is he paying bills? Do a credit check. See if he pay bills. See how many light bills he see how many times he done switched. Light service. See?
Man.
I mean, for real. Because we're in a day and time where we don't have time for these games no more. I'm just going to be real. Even young ladies who are career driven, they don't have time for this bullcorn y'all dishing out here. They don't have time for that. Be straight up about it. Ladies, know your worth. You work more than your nails, girl. You work more than a new lace front. You work more than that.
Come on.
You riding in his car. You don't have a car. You at his place. You don't have a place. Get your own place. Get your own stuff. Because I'm telling you right now.
Don't make him mad.
Yeah, don't make him mad. Don't mess around and do it. And he told you to do something and you didn't do it. Don't mess around. See, look, I'm going to tell you what your mama didn't tell you. Y'all going to get mad. But these dudes out here ain't worth nothing.
I'm going to tell you what your mama didn't tell
you. They ain't worth nothing. I'll let girl get married and clean his house up and cook his food and all that. You'll be doing all that. And guess what? He'll still turn around and call you raggedy. Get your own stuff.
Hello.
I'm just saying. We don't say this to our young people anymore. Get your own business. Get your own place. Get your stuff. You know how many women are in shelters today because they dependent on a man? Do you know how many women are in a better shelter today because they put all of their hopes and prayers in a man? You need to trust God. I was trying to... You need to put your trust in God, be obedient, and do what he tells you to do.
And stop Stop letting your emotions lead you.
Oh my God. Take your emotions out in the backyard and shoot.
What? You need a bomb.
A nuclear, a bazooka. Blow them up.
Yes. We fight. We got to put our thinking cap. You remember when we were in third grade and you were saying, put your thinking cap on. I decree that you put your thinking cap on. Listen.
God made us to do great and marvelous things. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of us have a we are captive to servitude. Slavery. We are captive to it. I watched my grandmother take care of my grandfather, but she went to work.
Mm-hmm.
I watched my mother take care of my dad, but she had a whole school in her house. Sometimes women, I'ma just take care of my husband, girl. I'ma just take care of him. And girl, I ain't worried about no job or worried about this. Okay, if that's what you want to do. But we take a chance when we say, okay, I'm going to put all my faith in a man. Then one day he find another woman. One day, come on, he loses interest in you. You all of a sudden you bored. All of a sudden what happened to the woman I met, which really he just preparing to go somewhere else. That's all it is. All I'm saying is, if you with a man, make sure you with a man that believe in your dreams too. Come on. Make sure you with a man that ain't gonna stop everything you doing, you know, just so he can feel great about himself. Can I just say this to some women? Stop allowing a man to take your shine. Stop allowing him to take it. A real man, he wants y'all to shine together. Some men see how strong you are and they want to attack and they like, oh, I got to get her because that's the challenge. So they get you. Soon as they get you, they don't know what to do with you. So they start tearing you down so they can feel worthy enough to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So they start ripping you apart. Look at you. You supposed to be a pastor. You supposed to be this. Look at you. You're raggedy. Look at you. You do this. Let me tell you something. Be careful. Your time is valuable. Your heart is valuable. Your mind is valuable. You have to look. I can't let everybody mess with you. That's how you're supposed to treat yourself. I can't let everybody have this. I can't let everybody, you know, be in my space, be in my head space. Because sometimes you allow people too to get in your head space and get the jumbling stuff up.
Right.
Look, if you're one of them people that's passive, go out in your backyard or go out behind the apartment building and just start screaming till you get that passiveness out of you and start speaking loud. See, sometimes you got to start talking loud, saying what's in here so that you can get past that passiveness. Stop letting people run you over. Stop letting people do you any kind of way. Toss you over here, pick you up when they want to, and then put you down and sit you over. Stop letting people do you like that. You are worth more than that.
Absolutely, I agree. I do.
I'm serious. We have a voice. We have a voice. Well, I'm saved and I got to humble myself to a man. Who said that? Your husband, y'all submit to each other. Can I just help some married folk? You supposed to submit to each other. But guess what? He said, when he put Adam and Eve together, he said, be fruitful and multiply. He wasn't just talking about children. When those children need, be fruitful and multiply. You multiply your space. You multiply your territory. You multiply. You do that when you work together. You multiply your finances.
He told them, he didn't say man or woman. He told them, a man or a woman. You know what I'm saying? But as a woman, you're supposed to work together as a team.
Come on. As a team. As a team. I watch a lot of couples on Facebook. Facebook is a website. Let me help some people. This is a website. Because some people then just got out of control. This, Facebook is a website. Instagram is a website. Okay? I watch a lot of couples on my website, on my Facebook website. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that for some people. Couples that are working and building ministry together, building their businesses together, selling jewelry together. You see what I'm saying? But I also see a lot of married women that's going at this thing by themselves because they have to. Because, and I'm not trying to step on any toes, but when you marry somebody that don't believe in all of you, you marry somebody that's only interested in certain parts of you. You marry somebody that just wants you, just want to be with you so they can look good. Then you end up walking out your dreams by yourself. It's been many a time where I had a dream and I started working on it and a person was excited about it at first. But then when it started really taking off, then they started sabotaging it. They start saying little ugly stuff. They start throwing little seeds of negative seeds in there. Trying to tear me down, talk to me like I'm stupid and ignorant. I'm trying to help somebody out there. I done been there, done that. And the Lord say, get up and fight. Get up and fight. Fight for your stuff. The fight, listen. You got one life. You got one. And you don't have time to be wasting years on stuff that ain't working. I'm done. I'm for real, y'all. When God called me home, I'm gonna look. All the things He put in me to do, I'm gonna be at work. He gonna find me working. It's the same thing for you. If you know you more than a housewife, be more than a housewife. If you know you more than just a person in a choir, you're supposed to be singing and do what you're supposed to do, what's in you.
And do it well.
And do it well. Your passion is that thing that won't let you go to sleep at night. Your passion, Lord, I help somebody. Come on, get up. Go ahead, Glory.
I just want to encourage our younger generation. I just want to say, who told y'all that you needed to be naked to be appreciative of your life?
Who lied?
Who lied to y'all? I've been living for 30 years, I feel like I'm more in love with fake booties than has ever been, and so many of them look so unnatural. They do. It's just the trick of the enemy because you want to look good, you want to feel good, you want this image, and then you get this image, you get the image, you spend all this money on this image, and then you feel good at night and pray yourself to sleep. Because in your heart, you are right. You're not right. You still battling with yourself.
Come on.
We gotta heal for real.
And healing is available in Jesus Christ. I didn't say in tradition. I said in Jesus Christ. Come on. It's available in Jesus Christ. You want to be free from all of that? All you got to do is just fall on your knees and say, Lord, help. I want to be free. Right. I want to be free from the vanity of this world. I want to be free. Come on. To live, to love. I want to be free. All you got to do is ask him for it. And he will do it. He will do it. I know we talk about a lot of topics on Sisters United, but they're real topics. I cannot deal with Christians who are so spiritual till they don't realize we pay bills. I can't deal with people that's so spiritual till they don't realize that we're dealing with diseases and wars and bad presidents and good, you know. We need to bind together, like the show says, Sisters United. We need to come together and begin to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation about the things that we're going through. It's a lot of women today that are saved, love God, anointed, but getting beat up at home. Come on. It's a lot of women today going to church, anointed, laying hands, and still living in poverty. Need money, need food, don't have food in their refrigerator. Come on. I just don't believe that God set us up so that we would have to just carry a whole bunch of garbage on the inside of us and we can't get free from it. I believe that he came, that we could be free.
Yeah.
Amen? I believe he gave it. I believe Jesus Christ gave his life so that we could be happy, full of joy, and have these conversations and help one. We'll help us one to another, right? Help you. How did you get through it? We got to help each other.
Right.
We got to help each other. We have to have the conversation. So I've enjoyed myself today. You enjoy yourself today, Glory?
I love y'all. I'm just grateful that we can just come together and be ourselves and talk about real issues that affect not just everybody else, but myself too. You know, my children, I'm just grateful that this platform gives us the opportunity to express the real issues.
Come on.
The real issues that we hide, things that we lie about, we really gotta be better as a community, for real. But I'm just grateful to be here today.
And I just want to encourage all our women who are struggling, stop fighting this man, stop coming against this man, stop beating them down, stop saying negative stuff about him, get on your knees and pray, ask the Lord to give you direction, give you wisdom on how to do these things accordingly, close your mouth, stop arguing, stop going back and forth, and choose who you want to be with, wisely choose, learn from it, amen. Y'all have a good day, amen. That was powerful, that was powerful, because he's the answer, my God, he's the answer. We love you all. We're going to thank everybody for tuning into Sisters United. Please share the show. Share it over and over and over again. We're on YouTube, on the My Gospel Soul Network. We're also on Well, I'm about to put us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in a number of places. We're on the page. Hi, y'all on the page. and we're in the group. Hi, y'all in the group. We love y'all. We'll talk to y'all next Wednesday. Remember, if you don't feel mature, ask God to mature you. He will help you grow up, okay? God bless.
Holding on. Jack.